Blog Talk Radio.
It's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. It's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on his great name. Jesus, 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 we have the victory. And he is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Glorious, victorious Sunday. It is Sensational Sunday, April 23rd, 2017. You tuned in to the Manna from On High broadcast, heard throughout the airwaves, the byways, and the highways of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Truly, we are blessed to be here. You've got your Bible instructor, your teacher, the Holy Spirit, by way of a vessel of God's greatness, the Esquire, Abby A. Phelps, known as your Motor City Maharani. And we know that there's power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. That's right. And we know the blood of the Lamb reflects upon the name of Jesus Christ, because it's at the name of Jesus that every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we're just thanking God today. I know many of us have weathered the storm and have went through the vehement circumstances and challenges of life, but the Word of God is speaking to us today by way of the gift of prophecy, saying that the prayers that you have prayed, the tears that you have shed, God has heard you. God has heard you. Not only has he heard you, he has responded unto you. That's right, and you will receive your blessed answers on this week, those long-awaited breakthroughs that you and I have so long waited for. And through trial and error, we sometimes begin to lose faith, our ability to stay focused diminished, and we begin to feel that there was no hope, that God wasn't going to show up and show out. But the Lord has already revealed unto me that this is the week of divine miracles. So the power of the resurrected blood of Jesus Christ has overcome our enemies, has overcome the negative circumstances that once faced us in the previous week. And all I can say, and you need to do at this appointed and anointed time, is to raise your hands and say, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for giving us the victory. Oh, thank you, God. We know that it wasn't our hand that wrought and gave us the victory. It was your presence, your power, your anointing that gave us the victory. And for these blessings, Father God, we are thankful. And God, upon the precipitation of our miracles, that we have prayed for those blessed answers and those breakthroughs and those divine favors, God, we promise you, we vow to you that we will bless others with our words, with our ability to have received the miracles, and we will multiply greatly, for thy kingdom come, thy will is being done on this earth as it is in heaven. And Father God, throughout the highways and the byways of the Blog Talk Radio Network, we are calling on the presence of you, O great Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Hallelujah. God our banner, Jehovah Nissi. We're thanking you, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We're praising you. Oh yes, oh Father God. We love you. We thank you. Oh yes. That's right, Jehovah Meshedodon, that God is our salvation. We thank you. We praise you. We multiply the blessings of your name upon the listening audience and touch, heal, deliver, and bring forth those miraculous interventions, though that good news that we so awaited so long for. We praise you, Father God, for we know that it was your hand that wrought us the victory, that gave us the breakthrough, that caused the miracles of the kingdom of heaven to fall upon your people. That's right, Lord, we thank you. We magnify you exceedingly, that you be given the honor, the glory, and the praise for our victory that you so mercifully gave us. Oh, we bless you, Lord, on our soul and all that is within us. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for just being with us and breathing upon us. That's like the power of that latter rain. That's like the Shekinah glory intervention. Thank you, Father God. We are blessed. We thank you. We are delivered. We are healed. We have the victory, and we praise you for it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Messiah. Amen and amen. What a wonderful way to go into the Manna from On High Network broadcast, heard on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We are the progressive movement that's changing lives, that's causing men to reclaim their salvation and to move forward in the enunciation of the spiritual gifts and to receive the manifestation of God's presence, his greatness, his omnipotence in our lives. And we're just thankful on this blessed day, and we're giving God the honor and the glory. And let me tell you the word that's really been burning in my spirit, and it just came to me a moment ago as we were praying. Psalms, the 91st division. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is Brother David saying? He that trusteth in the Lord and maketh God his defense and maketh God his source of inspiration, his source of existence, and his focus, he will receive the greatness of God's presence in his life. That's right. And as the Psalms in 27 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. That means he's our Savior. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Amen, amen, and amen. Again, well, let us go back to the 91st division of Psalms. I just read a bit of Psalm, the 21st division and the first verse, because it all ties in into the greatness of God and what God truly desires to do for his people and will do for us when we let go and let him. When we stop trying to figure it out and we let him work it out, that's when the miracles come. When we stop complaining and start complimenting, when we stop being ungrateful and start praising, this is when the manifestation comes even quicker. And we are going to be that testimony. We're going to have some Holy Ghost-fired up testimonies on the next broadcast. And you're listening to one person that's really going to tell you everything. I'm not going to leave any details out. Second verse says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Sometimes God allows situations to come up, amen, in our lives. Sometimes God removes people from our life, amen. Sometimes God retracts things in our life and our pathways that get us out of being in the comfort zone, that gets us to trust only in him. Instead of us trying to do things on our own strength, God allows us to hit a solid brick wall sometimes. I'm telling you, that's right, because he wants us to know that he is our keeper, he is our provider, he is our counselor, he is our magistrate, he is our defense, he is all in all, and he wants to remind us of that. That's right. And as the psalmist said, I will extol thee, O Lord, O God, our King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Why? Because the very miracles of God have made manifest on our lives. And I will speak of thy glorious honor, of thy majesty, of thy wondrous works. That's my testimony. We're going to be testifying all the week long. And I can't wait to give you my testimony. Praise God, because greatness is on the horizon. Monday is going to be the heated beginning of a week of miracles and interventions of good news, much long-awaited, amen, praise God, good news. So he says what? Surely he shall deliver thee. This is Psalms, the 91st division, and this is the third verse. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. What is King David saying? Surely God will protect you in the midst of those who desire to sift you. And you know, that's what, when our Messiah instructed the disciples before they were fully anointed and appointed apostleship. He said, you know what? Satan has desired to have you and to sift you as wheat. That's right. He said, but I've already prayed that your faith faileth you not. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's right. You don't have to go to 1-800-PSYCHIC. You don't have to go to a palm reader. You don't have to go to a necromantic. Trust in the Lord and do good, and lean not to your own understanding, but on all of your ways. And in my ways, let us acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And no good thing will he withhold from us. So those of us who walk upright, and even in Psalms 121st division, the 7th verse says, our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And now the Psalms 124, verses 7 and 8. So this is confirmation. This is our miracle week. Now all the times that we were wondering, where was God? Was he going to do something? He spoke the word within our spirits. It had manifested. Many of us just gave up and said, forget it. No, when we gave up, he turned around and stepped in. And all the evidence of everything that I say, I bank my life, my existence on it. This is a week of miracles, miracles, one miracle after the other. Praise God. And let's make sure that we give him the glory, because I know that I'm coming here to give him the glory. No shame, no questions asked. So God will do these things on our behalf when we trust in him. He will defend us. He will fight our battles. He will cause the very favor of his presence to drop down in a person's heart who may not even have the confession of being converted, who may not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, who is not even walking the walk and not even attempting to talk the talk. God will deal with their mind and their consciousness and will break them down on our behalf. That's what he means. He covers us. That's right. With his feathers and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. That's right. What is King David saying? On top of God being our defense mechanism, he's going to bring down those high places, those high towers where people told us no and gave us disfavorable, disparaging news and information. God is going to cause them to break down because of his power and his presence, and they're going to come to us in a way that is just miraculous. And even Psalms, the 17th division and 7th verse says, no, let's start the 6th verse. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. O God, incline thy ear unto me and hear my speech. And sometimes we get so heavy laden and heavy hearted, we begin to have speeches. We don't just say a petition. A petition is something that's drawn up specific. Sometimes we start going back into the past and to the present and asking God to project to us an even brighter future. He says, the 7th verse says, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those who rise up against them. That's right. And that's what God has done. Praise the Lord. We're speaking past tense. He has done. And those testimonies are on fire. They're coming forward. They're coming forth in me. And I praise and believe God, they're going to come forth from you. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Nobody but the Lord can do that, to be our defense, to be our spokesperson, to be our mediator, to go on our behalf, to unleash the cherubims and the seraphim on our behalf, to release the archangels on our behalf, because we trust in him through faith. 5th verse, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. That's right. What is King David saying? You don't have to worry about your present, and you don't have to worry about your future. God has spoken his word that he will protect you, he will keep you, he will provide for you, he'll be your partner, he'll be your friend, he'll be your counselor, he'll be everything that you need him to be, and he will hand you and hand me the victory. We don't have to worry about it. We ain't got to figure it out, because we know that he has indeed worked it out. Oh, praise God for his divine deliverance. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted that noonday. What is King David saying? You don't have to worry about people having the victory over you, walking over you, taking advantage of you, disrespecting you, making you feel less than what you are, the digging traps and snares. He said that touch not mine anointed. When you know you're anointed by God, he said, and do my prophets no harm. God was talking about us. He said it'd be better for them to take a millstone, that's right, and put it around their neck than just to offend one of us. And that lets you know that God is proactive in this day and time about us. He will hurt somebody about his children. He will destroy a nation about his children. He will destroy the very elementation of their substance on our behalf. He will change my hearts, flip plans, or redo strategies on our behalf so that we can praise him. This is high time for the praise. I can just hear ringing in my spirit that God said this is a season of praise, to praise his name, to give glory to his name. And these testimonies are going to fuel the very elementation of heaven itself, and men and women by the drones are going to hear our words and come to Christ. That's right. That's what it's all about. 1,000, the seventh verse, shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What is the very illustrious King David saying? He says, God said that he's going to allow those who offended you and tried to hurt you and do things to intimidate you, they're going to fall down and fall out in your presence. He said, it's just going to be a perpetual thing of things happening to them, and God's going to bring you back to their remembrance so that that divine favor will rest on your behalf and they'll contact you. That's right, whether it's by letter or by phone call, directly or indirectly, they're going to contact you because those things, because you trusted in him and you were covered with the blood of Jesus, those things are not going to come nigh to you. You're not going to be harmed. You're not going to be in danger. You're not going to have anything taken from you or retracted from you because you trusted in God. I'm trusting in God. Eighth verse, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said, to those that try to wrong you, God is beating their consciousness. God is just beating them down to the LCD, the least common denominator, because of the things that they've done and desired to do. They didn't know they were being used of the enemy. What did the enemy do when we called on the name of Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. What happened? God came to our rescue, and the enemy fled. Now those people who wronged us, they bled. That's why they're going to bleed to the point that God could pick up that stone. They don't know why, but it's the power of God's anointing that's making them. That's right, give in. That's right, praise his holy name. He said, and you should see the reward of the wicked. It's not going to be good. That's right, on their behalf. It's going to be great on our behalf. They're going to say, I don't know why I decided to do this to help her out or help him out or help them out, but I'm just going to have to do this. Whether God's going to send a tragedy in their life that's going to cause them to bow down, an affliction of the physical manner, or just a turbulence in their life to the point that they can't take their plans to the extensive level, God has done it. Praise his holy name. And this is the week to confirm those things. That's right. Because what? You have made God your habitation. Therefore, there shall no evil befall thee. No evil's coming to us. No weapon formed against us can't prosper. So how can evil prevail against us? It can. We're covered under the blood. And as the songwriter said, when they see the blood, they pass over you. Why? The angels of death, the angels of negativity that come to gnaw at the very existence of mankind, they can't come because we're covered under the blood of Jesus. And God has set us in heavenly places in the heavenly family. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That means no illness, no affliction shall come nigh our household. That's why people might say, oh, everybody just got this going on, that going on. We're covered under the blood. We have security. Even though we dwell in a temporal body, God has promised us divine protection. That's right, but our enemies are not protected. Those who have wronged us until they break down and do what thus saith the Lord, and God is going to break them down. You try to break them down, but you can't. That's right, because he follows after righteousness and mercy. He findeth righteousness and honor in his life. That's right, and this is what God has done. For he shall give his angels charge
over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. You know, when we're sleeping at night with all the turbulence that's going on in this society that we've been experiencing, God gave his angels charge to watch over us. That's right. He gave his angels full administration to keep us in all of our ways, to keep our sanity, to keep our health, to keep our finances, to keep our homes, to keep our wellness, to keep our soundness of mind. That's right. God gave his angels charge over us. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. What is it saying? They keep us. They provide for us. They destroy the very elementations of the enemy, lest God's name be put in a position where his presence is compromised. God's not going to suffer compromise of his name. Oh, no. He will kill those who come against us. He will destroy those who try to take anything from us or push us around. God does not like bullies. That's why he will not allow any bullying to go on against us, because we bear his mark. We are the children of the Most High God. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion, the dragon, shall thou trample under feet. What is King David saying? He's saying, I'm preempting that this is the preposition in which he used before he got promoted. He's saying what? The lion. You know, the lion is considered the king of the jungle, the most fierce of the beast in the animal kingdom. But he said, the lion, you'll tread upon the lion. Sometimes that person with the most influence, that person has the most posture and position, God said, you tread upon them. Because in the name of Jesus, you destroy the armies of the enemy. You break down those evil plans, those evil magnet missions that are commissioned to try to bring down the people of God. Because God is not going to allow any interference in his camp. He says, the lion is nothing. He's not a king. He's a thing. And the adder, which is considered as the modern-day cobra snake. And you know, all throughout the very reptilian kingdom of snakes. That's right. The cobra, the king cobra, is considered the most deadly of the snakes. There's other snakes that have more poisonous venom, but however, the king cobra sets a presence, because when the cobra gets ready to strike, it raises up, and the very essence of the hood of its head begins to orchestrate. That's right, and then that's when he's going to strike. He said, you know what? You will tread upon the most deadly, the most negative person, and they will be as putty in your hands. Just fall through your fingers, because the Lord God has established us. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. And not only are you going to tread, when you tread on something, you just walk all on top of it. You just walk over just like it's not there. But when you trample something, you just mash it. You you get under your feet, and your bottom of your feet gets so sore, you got to clean them, because you got the remnants of whatever it was that you went through under the bottom of your feet, and it's your testimony of the greatness of God. 14th verse, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. This is God speaking. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. I know many of us have cried. We have been through so much for the last few months, saying, Lord, why me? We have the Jeremiah complex going on. But enough is enough. We have reached our plateau now. We have reached the highest point of that mountain. And now we can look down and see, you know what? How great thou art. Look what you've done. And God had to establish that with the victory. He says, I will set him on high. Thank you, God, for setting us on high, because we have known his name. And it was hard. It was a hard trial. We went through, it was difficult. It tried our very soul. Some of us, we barely made it through that season. But praise God, we made it through. Hallelujah. And here the miracles are coming one after the other this week. He shall call upon me. This is God speaking. And I will answer him. Praise the Lord. Yes, you answered us, God. And we thank you. That means, God, when I say I answer you, he means I will respond to you. I will do that which you asked me to do. I will be with him in trouble. All the trouble we went through the last few months, wasn't he with us? Yes, he was. We wouldn't be sane right now. We wouldn't be healthy right now. We wouldn't be blessed and not stressed right now. If he had not been with us, we would have never made it. He said, I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, God, for honoring us, looking beyond our faults, because we're imperfect beings who love and desire the presence of a perfect God. That's right. And God said, because you did these things, I will bless and prosper you in the midst thereof. And those who are unbelievers are going to be touched, and those who are believers are going to be strengthened and encouraged. And oh, praise God, I love this. Offer unto God thanksgiving. This is what we've got to do this week. Come on now. This is the 50th division of Psalms, the 14th verse. We got to do this. Write it down. If you think you may forget, you shouldn't, because I'm going to start shouting. I'm not going to forget. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. But come on now. Don't become like those other nine lepers who were healed by our Messiah. They went about their way. Only one of those lepers came back and gave thanks unto God. And guess what? He kept his healing. He even was able to heal others because he got touched. When we get blessed, we can bless others. When we get touched, we can touch others. We get the breakthrough, we can cause others to get the breakthrough. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That's right. That is what our testimony is. We have been delivered. Praise his holy name. 16 verse, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Isn't that beautiful? With long life. That's like the life that keeps on living because of the love of God that keeps on giving. This is the promise of God that he has given unto us. We went through the storm season, and now we've got the sun shining, and the miracles are going to just happen for us one after the other. And it's because of the Lord, because of his presence, because of his infinite mercy. That's right, slow to anger. That's right, but quick to forgive and embrace his children. And we thank you, Father God, for the power of that blessed word, that rhema word, this rhema word that came forth from the 91st division of Psalms, that you have spoken unto us, that you have confirmed unto us, this is our season for the bountiful harvest, and that we are to acknowledge you and to pay our vows, to give our recognition to you, give our praise unto you, and that others' lives will be blessed, transformed, and renewed. And we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to share the power of your blessed word. And it's because of you that we were not consumed, because your compassions fail us not, but they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And let me tell you something, because we're receiving these miracles, because we're in the fold of God, any of you that are listening audience out there, you under the sound of my voice, if you have not decided to give Christ your life and decided that you need a new dawning, a new day, a new life, and a new level of existence, that time is now, because we are living in a time and a phase that men's hearts are failing them. That's right. These are the times that are trying men's souls. People just don't care. They're just careless and cold. And if you're not covered under the blood of Jesus Christ, you're not covered under the name of Jesus Christ, you don't have the authoritative measure, the connectivity, to utilize the name of Jesus Christ by being associated with the heavenly family, you need to come into this ark of safety. That's right. This ark of safety will provide you the insulation, the motivation, the protection that you need to survive in these days and times. It also provides you with the ability to prosper in the midst of so much disparagement and so much sparsity. God will give you that divine favor. You know, it's not a complicated process. Repentance, meaning that you know that your life has not been pleasing. Even to the backslider, God is married to the backslider. And admitting that you need Christ in your life because you are incomplete without him, and that your life is void and empty, despite the amount of money that you may make, despite the way you look, where you live, what you drive, your life is empty. You're running on dry fumes. How far can you run on dry fumes when you need your tank filled up with gasoline? You can't go very far because you're going to do collateral damage to your engine, to your motor. You're going to do some definite damage to your automobile. You've used your body as a pleasure tool. But then when you got through committing those acts, you felt dirty, you felt defiled, you felt defamed, ashamed, embarrassed, because you know the truth and that you have strayed away. You have allowed your emotions to overrule you. When I'm speaking to you, God is married to the backslider. All you need to do is to repent and tell God that you're sorry. that you need to come back into the fold, the ark of safety, and that you establish your footsteps in him. And you need to make sure that you ask him to create in you a clean heart and to renew in you a right spirit and administer to the fact that he is your strength and your redeemer. Because if you backslide, that means you've given up. You've given up on him. Don't allow the treatment of individuals within a congregational setting to corrupt you, to cause you to fall by the wayside. Because in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, our Messiah told us the false prophets are coming. Lying tongues are coming. And they're going to disguise themselves in a way so innocent that if it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. But behold, Jesus, he is the victory that overcometh this world. And through him, we've all retained this world, this society. We've overcome our enemies, the obstacles, the negativity, and God has given us miraculous and total true victory. So come back home. Come back to the faith. Reestablish yourself. Revive, refresh, and renew. Repent. And to those of you who don't have a relationship with the Lord, repent. Admit that you are an empty vessel too, that you desire to be filled up with his presence. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Well, upon repentance, now confession. Confess means that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, and that you accept him as your Savior, just as you are, because you know that he is the great I am, just as you are, amen, because you know that he is the great I am, and that you want him to come into your life and to take ownership of all of your deeds, all of your works, your very existence, and to make you that new creature. Because despite what you've done BC, before Christ, it doesn't matter. Because he that is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And let him know that you accept him as Lord of lords and King of kings, the master of each and everything in your life. And you accept him as your personal Savior, so that you can be reunited with God, the Heavenly Father, creator of mankind, creator of the universe and everything within it, and that you want that one-on-one relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, because he is our mediator, our predecessor, our high priest. That's right, even higher than the priesthood of Melchizedek. And after you have confessed him as your Lord of your life, take up the cross. The cross means go in the way of righteousness, the path of righteousness. Water baptism. Water baptism represents the laying down of the old man in the water, because the water represents the cleaning, astringency of God's presence. Then you lay down the old man dies, the man of the flesh, and you rise up to walk in the newness of life once you are insurrected from water baptism. And because your heart is open, the infiltration of the Holy Spirit will come and abide within you. That's right. The Holy Spirit will take control, but you have to be willing to submit to the higher powers of God and to feed from the word, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Talk to your Messiah daily. Talk to your Heavenly Father daily to build up the momentum to your relationship, your newfound life. That's right. And allow the Holy Spirit to join you to others who share the like mindset of true Christianity and commitment to God. This is your new life, and the power of the spiritual gifts will be able to emanate through you. You become that vessel, that spokesperson that God would so desire to represent him on this planetary domain. That's right, on the earth. That's right, and do the works. That's right, do the works of the Father that hath commissioned unto you, and to read his word daily. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So glorious and victorious Sunday it is. You tune into Man from On High Network. That's right. Heard on the Blog Talk Radio. And always so you can connect with us on Facebook on the Manna from On High Network page. If you have prayer requests, you have desires for counseling, whatever your need is, biblical instruction, Whatever the need is, we are helpers one to another, and we do so in confidentiality. Don't be afraid to reach up and reach out, and we will be here for you. And finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and the power of his might is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we're able to ask and even think. We connect with you again real soon. Be blessed, and the miracles do happen, and we are the testimony of God's presence. Amen and amen again. We'll see you again real soon. Oh, yeah.